Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading the Be Our Guest podcast. Today's episode of the show is brought to you by the great folks over at touringplans.com. Just in case you haven't heard, touringplans.com is now in beta testing for the next incarnation of the customizable touring plan. That's right, you're now going to have access right there on your smartphone to be able to input the shows and attractions you want to see at the park that day. And touringplans.com is going to use their algorithm and all their information to put together the optimal way to see these attractions, give you the correct order to see them, saving the most amount of time possible. You're also always going to have access to the 365-day crowd calendar and access to over 140 premium tried-and-true touring plans. Check out all the great services they offer for a nominal fee. They're over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 392 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com, wishing you a very happy Friday. Hopefully you're having a great December. Thank you so much for downloading the show and kicking off your weekend with us here for some Disney talk. Joining me from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com and the Magically Speaking e-newsletter, we have Ricky. What's going on, Ricky?
Nothing. I can't wait to get back home to St. Louis because it's probably going to be warmer in St. Louis than it is here in New Mexico.
It's cold wherever you are. It's just different levels of cold, I think.
Yeah, but it snowed this week here in New Mexico, and like legit snow, not like, well, I mean, okay, legit for them. I mean, for us, you know, and us St. Louisans and people in the Northeast and stuff like that, it was like, you know, 2-3 inches, so it wasn't anything big. But for them, like, they canceled school and everything, so...
We love a good snow day.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get to not go to school, but yeah, I mean, it's been chilly here, and I'm not used to this. I moved to the south for warmth. What is this?
You're in the desert. I mean, it gets cold in the wintertime.
It does definitely get cold in the desert in the winter, that's for sure.
All right, also joining us from down in the warm sunshine state, where I've been watching the weather this week because we have so many friends down there, and it looks like it's beautiful. How's it going, Debbie?
It is gorgeous. You're right. I had somebody today say, this isn't normal. It's, you know, like December and the weather's too pretty. But yeah, it's gorgeous here. Fabulous weather. And guess what? I was going through some old bins of pictures and I opened up this one thing of pictures. It was when we were at Disneyland back in the early 70s. It was the coolest thing. Because I remember when California Adventure was a parking lot. We parked our car there. And sure enough, it was the coolest thing to get to see pictures, you know, 30 years ago of what it was all like back then. It was so cool. It was like just falling back in time.
You know, and we're going to talk about pictures and photo sharing with our new, with the podcast app at the end of the show. So stay tuned because if you're hankering to get down to Disney and it's going to be a while like it is for me, I'm not getting back till June. This is going to be something that I think as a community, we can help support each other. And a big thanks to our app developer, Josh, for putting this together. But we'll talk about it at the end of the show. We want to get our final member of the panel introduced so we can talk some Disney with you. And she is the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. What's up, Pam?
It's cold here, too. Can I start my yearly? Is it time for me to start complaining about...
It is.
Okay, good. All right, good. I wanted to make sure. I didn't want to do it too early, you know. It is cold here. I'm really, really looking forward to being down at Disney World very soon because I'm, like, at the end of what I can tolerate for cold.
And it just started.
Yeah, I know. But at least I'm not going to make it very far.
You have the light at the end of the tunnel, though. I mean, you are merely days away from going down to Florida.
Shush! Thank goodness.
And before we get going today, I do want to say a big shout out to, we have so many friends that are down, you know, this past week, and a few of them are still there, sending back all the pictures from Walt Disney World. I would have loved to have been there, going to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party with a bunch of you the other night, or just touring the parks and the resorts. I know you guys are having a great time, but I know it takes some effort to like check in on Foursquare and send back all the pictures. I know Adam was killing me earlier in the week when he sent the Captain Cook's big grilled cheese. I know, Ricky, that probably hit you pretty hard.
Yes, it did, definitely.
But it's so fun, and I appreciate the time and effort everybody put in to share the magic with us back home. And I know Steph actually wasn't feeling well, but it looks like she bounced back, and it's just good to hear that everybody's having a great vacation, having so much fun together. And truly, like, they took a bunch of folks took a picture the other night at the Christmas party, and it was just, you know, I felt sad because I wasn't there, but it really warmed my heart knowing that so many friends, I mean, real true friends of ours, are having such a great time in our favorite place. So, you know, hope you guys have safe travels home if you haven't made it home yet. And but just thanks for sharing the magic, because I need it. I can't get down there this holiday season, but it's been fun following with all the pictures.
Look, they were having so much fun.
I hear you. Yeah. I know. And it's so fun just to see that, you know, even if you can't get down. It's been fun. You know, I've been sitting in school some days and just have my Twitter, you know, Hootsuite, the big thing, up on the screen, and just seeing folks checking at the studios over at the Animal Kingdom, going to Kidani. And it's just, you know, if you can't be there, it's still fun having your friends, you know, touring the parks and kind of living it through them. So thanks again. But let's get to our topic for today. And Pam, you want to kind of introduce what we're talking about today?
We are doing a surprise last minute trip. So let's say you wake up this holiday season, or let's say maybe a week before the holiday season, and your family comes to you with a box, and you open it, and what's in it is a trip to Disney World. But the catch is, you're leaving in a couple days, and you have to do the planning. It's already paid for, but you have to do the planning part over the next couple of days. So what are you going to do? What are your must-dos for planning, especially when it's going to be so busy?
Yeah, no kidding. And this is one of those things that I think as a Disney fan, you would be absolutely excited right off the bat. You couldn't believe it. Like, your dreams have come true. And then within about 30 seconds, you'd probably be turning blue from panic. Because if you're in the know, you know that, oh man, I'm behind the eight ball. But you know what? True fact is that you can have a magical vacation planned at the last minute, but we're going to try to offer up just a little bit of advice or just things to think about. Of course, you know, I think everybody has their own way they plan a trip, because I think we all have our own goals for our Disney vacation. Some of us would just like to relax at the pool, or maybe just see some spa treatments, see the decorations at the resorts this time of year. Some people want to see attraction after attraction. So, Ricky, I know that you're kind of in this boat that, you know, your brother's looking to go down to Walt Disney World last minute. So what kind of advice are you offering him?
Well, I'm basically, the first things first is I'm trying to help him get some ADRs, because he hasn't been in years, first of all. So the whole idea of dining and the fact that you have to make ADRs is something that he is not familiar with. So the first things first is try and get any ADRs that you possibly can. Of course, you're not going to get prime times. You're not going to get, you know, places necessarily that you absolutely love. You know, you may have to settle for second choices sometimes, but, you know, or like I said, times that are really late or super early. That was something that I was running into with this. So, you know, definitely be flexible with where you want to eat. Be flexible with what time you want to eat, and you'll be able to, you know, get food for sure. You know, even, you know, the week before Christmas, I'm looking and I'm able to get food for them. So you just got to be patient with it for sure.
Yeah, I think you really need to look at the off times. I mean, you may be eating dinner at 8 o'clock at night.
Right.
But you know what? The thing about that is, see it as an opportunity, I think, because I've been in that boat where we went down that week after Christmas before New Year's, and it was crazy. And we didn't decide like, you know, 2 or 3 days before, but we decided kind of late in the game. But the thing was, is we saw it as an opportunity where at 4 o'clock, we might grab a snack that we wouldn't have had otherwise. And they were fun
right.
snacks. And then, you know, then you're hungry at 8 o'clock. I mean, your body's kind of all off because we're used to eating around 5 o'clock here. But take, you know, have an advantage. There's lots of great snacks, and, you know, who cares? You're on vacation. Eat late.
Most definitely. Or, you know, eat places that you wouldn't try, or eat counter service that you maybe wouldn't try. Just be very open and flexible to different things. And you may find something new that you love, too.
Yeah, and I'd also say, you know, look, when you're looking for ADRs, look at those resort restaurants, you know, as opposed to theme park restaurants. You know, try something like an Olivia's over at Old Key West, or, you know, just going to some place that's off the beaten path a little bit, like a Trails End. You know, some of those that, you know, of course, you know, like the Konas and stuff and the Ohanas, they're very accessible. They're out there in the open. People know a ton about them. This is where, you know, a little bit of research. And this isn't going to be the things that come up like in a Burn Bombs guide, because they're going to push all the popular places. But kind of right. going on and in talking to somebody that's maybe gone last minute, or especially I think people that frequent Walt Disney World, that go 3-4 times a year, because those types of people aren't going to, you know, do the same thing over and over again. They're going to be more, you know, apt to go to like an Artist Point or some place that, you know, doesn't get the buzz of the other places.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
All right, Debbie. So what advice might you have? Last minute, we got to get a good trip planned.
Oh, you see, I'm a compulsive planner, so I have to cheat because
Debbie has had a heart attack planning, you know, with this whole process.
Yes, I don't do these quick plans. No. But actually, years ago on AllersNet.com, they had this amazing packing list, and I took that packing list and totally revamped it for Debbie. I mean, it's elaborate. So everything has a checkbox, and everything's checked off. And if everything's checked off, then I can go. But what I would do is my first thing is, start writing down the things that are important for you to pack. You know, go on CNN.com, go on MyFoxOrlando.com, see what the weather's going to be like, because the weather in Orlando could be really different than where you're coming from. So find out what the weather, and I would actually search out two separate or three separate websites just to kind of get a good average on what they're saying, and then, you know, pack accordingly at that point. Secondly, I would definitely, like Ricky said, make ADRs. But if this is a quickie trip, you know what? Don't worry about ADRs if you're not heck bent on having the sit-down dinners. Just go to counter service if you wish. But if you want to have a nice dinner, absolutely do the ADRs. But I say do counter service so that you don't have to worry about, if you don't get any ADRs, that it's not that big of a deal. Another thing, start charging up those camera batteries, start charging up your cell phone batteries, just getting everything ready to go on the main things. And I always try to tell my families, make copies of all your airline tickets. And if you happen to have any park tickets, make copies front and back of those too. So if anything happens in the haste of you trying to pack quickly that you forget something, or you lose a ticket, or you lose something, you will have a copy of everything right there in a little staple to just put it in your, tuck it in your suitcase or in your purse somewhere where you never let it go. And therefore, if anything happens where you lose it, then at least you'll have a copy of something to take with you. Let's say to Walt Disney World and say, I lost my park ticket. It was there on the bed when I was leaving and packing, and I don't know where it's at now. At least you would have that to show that you did have it, and they could run a check from the credit card that it's paid from. So those are my first tips.
You know, and one thing about Disney is they're very good about, if you forget your tickets, I don't know how many times I've left my annual pass back in St. Louis, but fortunately it's in their computer that they can, you know, zap you out a new one, or else I'd be, you know, a very sad Mike standing outside the gates, you know, traveling, you know, 1,100 miles. But they are good about that.
Bang on the gates. Let me in.
You know, I don't have to pay $500. But no, that's true. But you know, I love that you're thinking about the packing, because that didn't cross my mind when it came to planning. But if it was last minute, the way we kind of plan is like the summer begins, because we usually go on our big family trip in the summer. And I've heard a lot of people even have like a room in their house where they throw all their Disney vacation stuff, you know, throughout the year. And, you know, they may have like a box or something that, hey, we might need sunscreen. It was on sale. We can toss it in the box. But if it's 2 days or 3 days and boom, you're leaving, you know, you don't have the time to maybe do that big Target run like we do to get all of our supplies, where you're exactly right. I think it would really help you to have some kind of a list, because you don't have the luxury of kind of accumulating things over a long period of time. You got to make sure you have what you need right now for your trip.
Absolutely. You know, if you've got little fur babies, you know, get the nannies lined up, get the security lined, all of that. And it's just, there's so much. I mean, I honestly, my checklist is 4 pages long.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm single.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't have a whole
thing.
Holy
cow.
It's very impressive when you see it's got check boxes and everything. I mean, I'm telling you, I've got like 15 copies of it, because if I lose one, it's on a hard drive, two hard drives. It's, I've got that. It's not going anywhere. So, but yeah, you know, there's nothing worse than, like, if you wear contacts and you race out of the house and you've got your glasses on, but you forgot your contacts behind. It's like, ugh, because with me, it's not that big of a deal. I'm, you know, 40, 30, 45 minutes away. If I'm flying out, oh, that would not be a good thing. Or you forget your solution, your saline solution. You know, things that are really important to you, definitely.
Yeah, and you can get most of these things at Walt Disney World. But again, you don't want to waste your, it's going to cost you a lot more at Disney. And you just don't want to waste your time having to go out of the way to pick it up. I think that's the biggest inconvenience.
Exactly. And there's nothing worse than thinking, oh dear, did I pack my lipstick? You know,
I say that every trip. You know, I'm always like, man, where'd I put that
lipstick?
I
knew it.
That's right.
I knew it, Mike.
That's right. That's right. All right, Pam, what do? Last minute, you know, you wake up and Steve says, we're going to Disney now. Let's go. What's up?
I'm there.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I do have a packing list, but you know, it's mine's not nearly as detailed as Debbie's. It's like half a list of stuff I have to take. And my saying always, as we walk out the door, I always say to my family, well, if we're forgetting it, we can buy it when we get there. So, I mean, you know, it just has the essentials. But, you know, I'm going to encourage, like you, Mike, that everyone, you know, if you have this kind of a trip, to take it as an opportunity to vacation in a way you don't typically do it. This is your chance. It's kind of a freebie. You didn't know about it. So, you know, maybe look at it as spending more time in different places, especially when it's the holidays and things are going to be so busy anyways. One of the things that I think that we would be doing is enjoying our resort maybe a little more. The parks are going to be crowded, but you know, that's the holidays. But I think it's a great opportunity to really explore your resort. No matter how many times I stay at a resort, I feel like there are things I don't really get to experience like I want to. Like the movies that they show out on the beach, like at the beach club, and they're doing it at a bunch of the resorts now. I've done it, but I have not done it nearly as often as I wish I had done it. It's just one of those things that's really cool. It's a little touch of Disney magic that I think would be fun to do. And that's actually on my to-do list when we go down in December here to do. But the resorts offer just a slew of recreation opportunities. When you check in, you'll get that little schedule. And if you could only do 25% of the activities on that list, I mean, that would be a good chunk of your time. So have your family pick out something that you may want to try and go ahead and give it a try. On the same token, it's also a great time to maybe consider one of the tours at Disney World.
Yeah.
They don't sell out that often. And so it would be a great time because, you know, a tour is a tour. It's only going to get so busy. They only allow so many people in it. So, you know, it's not like it's going to become more busy as it goes on. So that's something you could do too. And especially when it comes to dining, although you guys have all had some great suggestions, another thing I'm going to suggest is to also look at some of the counter service spots that offer like more unique options. And that would be like the Wolfgang Puck Express. You know, that's a counter option, but it has great food. There's some downtown Disney spots there. Some of the resort counter service spots also offer some unique eating too. So just, I mean, you know, a lot of things that you can do, I think. I think that, you know, people shy away maybe from a holiday trip, and a last minute holiday trip would throw people into a tizzy, but you're going to have such a blast, really, that there'll be so many things you can enjoy when you're there.
Yeah. And kind of going along with that, I mean, definitely take advantage of the high, you know, the lights and the fireworks shows, because obviously you're going to get holiday wishes. You're going to get the holiday tag on Illuminations, or maybe New Year's Eve. You could see the awesome fireworks for that. And, you know, that's one of those things that, you know, Illuminations is crowded, but it's not like you're going to sell out. You might just not get on the rail. But, you know,
exactly.
You can still enjoy it just as much. So my planning thing, and we talked about, you know, you get a trip gifted to you. But if you are trying to plan, you know, from scratch, kind of like Ricky's brother's doing a last minute trip, especially around this time of the year. And we're always looking out for discounts. I mean, that's kind of our goal. We want you to have as much magic as possible for the least amount of money. But I mean, you got to be realistic. If you're booking it last minute, you're probably not going to qualify for discounts. You're going to be paying rack rate. And I think that for some people, that's a tough thing. But again, kind of going the opposite way that we usually do when you save money. Sometimes we say, you know, bump it up to, you know, a better experience on your next Disney vacation. But you know what? In this case, if you're used to staying at a moderate, go down to a value if it's available and, you know, take some of that bite out of the sting of the price. And, you know, you can just have as much fun at a value. You just got to have a different mindset. You know, it's going to be, like Pam said, a different type vacation. But I mean, when you're going down last minute, usually if you're going to qualify for some kind of a room only discount or a package discount, typically you're going to book that out sometime in advance, and it's not going to be during the busiest times of year, but you know, you can still go down for a reasonable price, but sometimes you just have to adjust your expectations, maybe drop the park hopper, maybe go down one category at the resorts. But I think, you know, I could still have as much fun. It's just going to be a little bit different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. I was going to say, you know, a lot of people, they maybe don't want to stay off property, but you know, if it's a case like this, you may have to stay off property if, you know, the money's been paid for, but you don't have anywhere you're staying, you know, that kind of thing. You may have to actually try staying off property one time. It's not the absolute end of the world. It's just not as much fun. But you never know. You may find something else that you really like. So.
Yeah, and our good friend Rob from Canada, who was on the show about 2 or 3 weeks ago, gave us some pictures on the forums over at brguestpodcast.com/forums in the, I believe it was episode 387, possibly. I'm not sure. It's one of those. But he was talking about this place. He stayed offsite called the Grand Vacation. And I mean, this place was beautiful. I was shocked, you know, because whenever I hear offsite, I always think of like that Len Testa story with the helicopter.
Right, the Magic Castle and the suites.
Exactly,
yeah,
and the drug lords, you know, out in the parking lot. I know they're not all like that, but man, the pictures he put up on the forums were gorgeous. And you know what? I mean, we all, I think, want to be on site. I mean, be realistic. We love the theming of Disney. We love the transportation options. We love extra magic hours. I mean, there's lots of great reasons to stay on site. But you're right. I mean, say somebody gifts you, you know, tickets, you know, and you don't have a resort. I mean, I'd still rather be offsite than not there at all. I mean, honestly. So, I mean, as much as it would hurt, because it does kind of hurt, because you're not, you know, it's not a total Disney vacation unless I'm on site, but you know, it's better than not being there at all. So let's go around maybe one more time. I think these were all pretty good tips. But anything else that you're thinking about, Ricky? Because I know you are kind of coaching your brother through this situation. So what else have you given him?
I am. You know, it's just kind of been, it's kind of been surreal, this whole thing. Because, you know, it's been so long since I've had to plan a trip that's, you know, for somebody that doesn't know anything. So one thing that I'm going to suggest is to try, like kind of like what Pam was saying earlier, but a little different, is to try a water park. Now, sometimes maybe this time of year, it may not be so warm that you can do that, but if you were gifted it for like a birthday present or something like that, this may be a really good time to try going to a Disney water park if you've never been before. They are really fabulous. You can have so much fun there, and you can spend the day, and then you can, if you really want to, you can go later and do other things later that night too, you know, Downtown Disney, whatever. But this is such a great way to spend a day, and I'm a really big fan of this, and it's a great way to kind of save money on, if you can only stay for a couple days and you don't want to buy an extra day, you know, trip, this is a good way to do that. So, you know, that's always my suggestion, is to go to the water park. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, and as I've been looking at the weather this week down at Walt Disney World, it's been water park weather. I mean, here in, you know, mid-December now, early to mid-December. I mean, I saw that, I believe it was about 5 o'clock, you know, as of the night we're recording the show, and it was 79 degrees in Orlando, which I know, I think Debbie said it wasn't typical, but, you know, I think it varies, and you never know. And like, if you get the weather, especially if you're from the north where it's cold now and it's freezing, how cool would it be to be going down Summit Plummet today or on the Lazy River at Typhoon Lagoon? I mean, that's pretty cool.
Exactly. So, you know, try something different like that. You won't regret it, for sure.
Cool. All right, Debbie, one more tip maybe that could help folks planning a last-minute trip.
I say go online and go to each of the different parks on the Walt Disney World's website and write top 3 rides or attractions that you want to see at each park. So, and then understand that those are your top 3, you're always excited about riding or seeing more, but don't expect to see it all. Because you're having so much going on as it is, because it's exciting, it's fresh, and it's brand new, because you're all of a sudden thrown into the Walt Disney World vacation, which is exciting, but don't expect to see it all. You can always come back, just pick a few things so that you don't stress out about, oh my gosh, I'm here, I've got this free vacation, I got to do all this stuff. Don't do that. Just enjoy, embrace the magic, just like Jackie and his name's right out of my head, the book, Attention to Detail, Jackie
Keith.
And
Keith.
Keith. Steve. I'm like, that's not right. Sorry, Keith, I love you. But you know, but really pay attention to the detail of Disney World. So that would be my suggestion.
Absolutely. Soak in the atmosphere. But like you say, I mean, I like the idea of going in with a plan to, you know, I want it's a successful day if I see X, Y, and Z, and then everything else,
right.
You know, throughout the day's, you know, gravy. Mm-hmm. That's a great.
And if you like, or if like a parade or illuminations is something that's on your must see list, make sure you spend time, get there early. You know, don't wait and go, oh, well, it's 3:00. Where's my good seat? You know, I mean, that's general knowledge. Anytime, but even more so during the holidays and stuff like that, you have to get there early. So make sure you do it.
Hey, and don't forget, Attention to Detail is a great holiday gift for everybody out there. So
it
certainly
it.
Is.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Seriously, support the folks who are members of our community who have a passion for Disney. That'd be a great thing to get somebody who, you know, goes down a bunch and you know, want to bring the Disney home. That's good stuff. So, Pam, maybe one more tip, something to think about planning a last minute trip.
So I'm going back to the dining reservations because the more we talked about it, the more I thought about it a little more. And I want to encourage people that even though you do not see a dining reservation available online or when you call, there is no harm in showing up when the restaurant first opens up for that meal of the day or that meal that you're interested in. So say you want to go to Chef Mickey's and you've called 100 times and there's just nothing available. Well, you know that Chef Mickey's is opening up, let's say, at 4:30 or 5 that week. Show up about 15 minutes before the restaurant opens or even 30 minutes and ask at the podium if there's any chance of your party getting seated. They may tell you absolutely not, we're solidly booked, or they may surprise you and give you something. Or another strategy is to near the closing time for the restaurant to ask if you can be seated then. Typically, the first reservations and the last reservations are something that you may be able to get. And if all else fails, do like we do and have done with Hannah since she was little, and you can always eat at the bar in a number of different restaurants. It's
woo-hoo!
Really good, right? But
it's a double thing, right?
But you can get the same food there as you can at many of the nicer table service restaurants. And it's usually a little bit of an experience. You can interact with some of the cast members there. And it's a lot of fun. So that's another way to get into one of those restaurants that you really wanted to try.
Absolutely. I mean, I mean, the name of the game, I think, and everything we've said is flexibility because, mm-hmm. you know, you won't have as many options. You know, when you're 6 months out, you can really do anything you want to do. You have a lot of choices. The window starts to narrow the closer you get to your trip, but that doesn't mean there aren't options. There are options. You just have to kind of think about a different way to go about it. And I'm going to wrap it up with my last tip. In full disclosure, I mean, obviously they are a sponsor of the show and today's show, obviously, but a touringplans.com subscription. You know, for like, it's like $12.95 or so. It's very inexpensive. You're going to have access to what's going on right now in the parks to where I know that, and I'm thinking about all of our friends that we've had on the podcast in the past and we've talked about, you know, we're going to record the show and they email me this Excel spreadsheet with different colors and different, you know, fonts and when they're taking restroom breaks. And I mean, you know what, if you're going down 2 days, you probably don't have time to put together this massive, you know, Excel sheet that has every minute of your day planned out. But you know what? You can still have good information and make great choices by having, like, you know, the Lines application right there on your phone. You can, you know, if you don't have the Park Hopper option because you're trying to save money because you're paying rack rate at your resort, at least you'll know, hey, this park is looking like the wait times look like this, you know, and you can decide, am I going to go in? Am I not? But it's going to give you, you know, I think more information is better, especially last minute, because like we talked about with the options, you have less options later in the game, so you need to make better choices, I think. You guys kind of agree with me there?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that, like you said, the name of the game in a trip like this is flexibility. You've got to be flexible to try anything, do anything, you know. So that really is the name of the game. You've got to be flexible, and you'll have a great time.
Absolutely.
And don't expect to see it all.
Right.
No, yeah, don't ever expect to see it all, but especially, you know, if you're 2 days out and you're heading down, but... You know, I think these tips will help out. And hey, just so you know, I wouldn't mind seeing a trip to Walt Disney World under my tree,
right.
You know, for the 27th or something. I could
Brian, a trip to Disney World, Christmas time, you know, whatever. That would be awesome.
That's right. All right. So we thank you so much for downloading the show today. We want to hear what you think. Join us over on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast and on the forums over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums and let us know your tips for planning a last minute Walt Disney World vacation. Now, don't forget today's episode was brought to you by touringplans.com. And again, like I said just a few minutes ago, having that subscription is going to pay for itself many times over in the time you're going to save in the parks, in the better choices you're going to make, because you're going to have the information right there as you're planning at home, but then on your vacation, right there with lines on your smartphone. It is a great investment. It's going to pay for itself many times over. So check them out over at touringplans.com. Now, to the big announcement, I'm very excited about this.
Yay!
First of all, I want to thank our developer, Josh. He's our app developer for the Be Our Guest podcast, does this just as a fan of the show. I can't say thank you enough to Josh. He's always talking Disney with me. He's a great, passionate fan. The only flaw I found in Josh is that he's a Cubs fan. You know, that's the only flaw.
He's not so good.
I'm saying. But, I mean, other than that, Josh is perfect. I mean, but he likes the Cubs, so I don't know about that. But anyway, he's awesome for us. So, we have the next version of the Be Our Guest podcast trip planner app out there. Now, this is, unfortunately, right now only for the iOS devices. So, for your iPad, your iPhone, and your iPod Touch. But we have added a great, cool feature for those of us that are homesick for Walt Disney World. And what it is, it's called the Dream Catcher. And how this works is that it's basically a photo sharing site, a group photo sharing, where say you're on your Walt Disney World vacation, Pam, because you're going down in a few days. We're going to have you, while you're down there, open up the app every now and then, maybe a couple times a day, and snap some pictures real time right there of the parks. Maybe a good meal, maybe a light display, something like that. Just something to give us a little Disney fix. And what's going to happen is if you have the update, and it's totally free, the app's totally free, you can just click on the Dream Catcher there and see the real-time updates from the parks. So we can all kind of, if you're at home, you can see the pictures. If you're there, you can share the magic. So I think this is a pretty cool way to kind of spread the magic of Walt Disney World to everybody in the Be Our Guest podcast community. Pam, is this something you think people are going to jump on? I hope so.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Cool. You're a test subject.
I'm going to jump on it. No, I think it's even a better way because your picture will be there for a while. Sometimes Twitter moves so fast that, you're scrolling, to see something that just happened a couple hours ago. And hopefully this will make it easier for a bunch of us to see those pictures for a little bit longer. And that's cool.
Definitely. And, when we do the ornament exchange and things like that, please feel free to, take pictures of your ornaments, maybe your Disney holiday displays. Maybe you've got the monorail under the tree. This is out there for all. It's a community thing. We all, the friendships we have are just awesome, genuine, just so great. So feel free to share any Disney pictures out there because I got a kick out. I think Ricky was testing it the other day and, put a Chippendale up there from her tree, which is pretty cool.
Yes, it's very cool. It's very cool. And that's one of my favorite ornaments. I was so excited that I found that. So
very cool. So check that out. It's in the App Store. Again, it's the Be Our Guest Podcast Trip Planner app. If you haven't downloaded it, go grab it. It's updated and has the Dream Catcher. And it has the countdown to the Be Our Guest Podcast cruise, which we are now under 600 days till we hit the seas. I know. I could use a little cruise right about now.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
Yeah, yes. I'm saying they wouldn't even have to play Be Our Guest on the horn. I'd be happy if they just blew the horn and we were busting out of Port Canaveral. That'd be totally fine. But anyway, don't forget to follow the show on Twitter, twitter.com/BeOurGuestMike, and on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Don't forget also to check out Magical Mouse Radio for great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I hope that you're enjoying the holiday blocks that we have each and every day. Sometimes they're happening in the afternoons of the weekdays. Sometimes they're happening in the mornings. But we're trying to spread some of those loops from around Walt Disney World for your holiday season to get you in the spirit and just to kind of take you down there if you can't make it this year like I can't. But it's just a lot of fun to hear that different music over there at Magical Mouse Radio. So check that out, magicalmouseradio.com. Don't forget the next live show is coming your way December 18th, Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Over on Magical Mouse Radio. So we wish you a great weekend. We hope you have a lot of fun. Stay safe. And for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike saying have a great weekend and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening and we'll see you real soon.
Welcome to episode 392 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and magically speaking, what am I saying? I'm looking at your, I'm sitting there looking, anyway.
That's me.
I was looking at your picture. I shouldn't look at the picture and the dream catcher. Anyways, let me try this again.